First things first, we are talking Arizona Cardinal football. We're joined right now by a running back for the Cards. He had 67 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown in yesterday's win over the Falcons. 237 yards from scrimmage and a couple of touchdowns this season. He was a three-time All-American at Fordham. The Patriot League's all-time leading rusher. He was the 134th pick overall in 2018. Arizona looks to keep it going at New York on Sunday. Chase Edmonds is my guest. Chase, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Appreciate you for having me, man.
Man, it's great to have you. Appreciate you, too. So what's it feel like to wake up on Monday after getting a big win on a Sunday?
Oh, man, it's a night and day difference. You know, everything's better when you're winning. And I think, you know, one thing we did really well offensively was just find ways to capitalize in the red zone. And, you know, we got a saying here, just move on Monday. You know, win, lose, or draw. You look at the tape Monday, and then you get ready for the next opponent. So we just got to get ready for New York.
Chase Edmonds joining us. All right, so a number of moments I want to hit you up on from yesterday's game, but take me back to third and goal early in the second quarter. You caught that pass out of the backfield. You scored. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on it, and how good did it feel to finish that play?
Yeah, just a great design play by Cliff, as always, man. It was a two-man read, so Kyler's going to go to the corner first. We had Charles Clay on the corner route, and if Kyler likes the corner route, he's throwing it to Charles. And then we had a drag by the other tight end to – we knew they were in man, so we had a drag by the tight end. So Deion Jones, who had me in coverage, had to go over the top. And Kyler just – it's a 1-2 read. If he doesn't like the corner, he goes to the swing route on me, and I just got to do a race to the pylon.
Now, I love hearing about this offense. I want to ask you more about that specifically in a minute. Chase Edmonds, my guest. Then later in the second quarter, you get a pass around the line of scrimmage. You take it for a 31-yard gain. What did you see on that play?
Right, well, you know, we tried to do a little quick tunnel screen to me. Trent Sherfield had a great block on the cornerback. And when I got the ball, I forget if it was Adrian. I think it was Adrian Claiborne, their DN. He did a pretty good job of sniffing out the screen. So I tried to just cram it inside just because he was right on my hip. And I ended up just breaking the tackle and, you know, kept my feet turning and then just got it upfield and got as many yards as I could on that.
Chase Edmonds joining us. So you guys go up on them 27-10 in the second half, but Atlanta comes back. You knew they probably had a run in them. They try to tie it in the fourth quarter. Then you guys, when they do, in fact, you guys score with just over 5 minutes to go up 34-27. Then they score again. They go for the point after. What were you thinking in those moments? And then what was your reaction when they missed that kick?
Well, I mean, you know, in the moments, you kind of just see from the sideline. You see Matt Ryan, man. He started to get going. And that tremendous receiving core that they have over there at Atlanta, man, they started to get going. It's really hard to stop them. And, you know, our credit to our defense, though, man, they just tried to bend but not break. And, I mean, I remember when the extra point was going on when they tied the game. I was basically just, you know, getting ready for kickoff return. It was like, all right, man, we got to go out here and win this football game, you know, two-minute situation and do it just how we did it last week against Cincinnati. And, you know, when the extra point missed, I was shocked just like everybody else. And we had to get a hands team on the field and, you know, just make sure we execute.
Chase Edmonds joining us. You know, so if you go back to that go-ahead drive, you were hyping David Johnson after the game for how he put the team on his back.
Oh, yeah.
You call him Big Bro. You know, the thing is, a lot of guys in your position might not be hyping him as much as you do because it means you might get less action, but that does not seem like the case at all between the two of you. How much do the two of you feed off each other and make each other better?
Right. I think, man, this is a team effort, first and foremost. It's a team sport, and everybody is important. Everyone has a unique role in this offense and in this team, and you just got to find ways to appreciate everybody's role. That's what good teams really do. And I just call Dave Big Bro, man, just because before I even got to the NFL, you know, I was the FCS running back. I remember watching David Johnson his rookie year just and his second year, you know, just saying like, man, that's my role model because I want to get to where he is. He was the FCS running back, not a household name, and he was making big-time plays, you know, and it's just full circle. Now I'm here. I'm his teammate, and I just try to go out there and make the plays that I can make. But ultimately, man, it's a team effort. You know, I think we feed off of each other very well. We help each other out, especially when we're on the field, man, together. It's just I think it creates big mismatches for defenses just because if I motion out or Dave motions out, we still have that threat of either running the football or both of us getting out in open field receiving the ball.
We're talking Arizona Cardinals, Chase Edmonds. You know, back to your point that it is a team sport and that everybody's got to play their specific role and everybody's got a unique role. So how much does it mean to you to be playing the role that you're playing and contributing at the level that you are on a team that's now winning?
Right. I mean, it's huge, man. It's huge for my confidence. I tell people every time, you know, my goal coming into this year was just to, you know, really make a name for myself in this league. You know, I'm a second-year player, just still trying to find my role and just in terms of what type of player I'm going to be in this league. And it's tremendous for my confidence to go out there and make the plays, you know. I always have a saying of just do more with less, you know. So whether I have 10 touches, 5 or 6, you know, just find ways to positively impact the offense in the game.
I like that. Do more with less. We're talking to Chase Edmonds. So what's it been like playing for Cliff Kingsbury and learning his scheme?
Oh, I love it, man. You know, Cliff, he's going to be a great play caller for the NFL. And he's one thing I love about Cliff is he just found ways to adjust, and he's found ways to really find what his playmakers do best and put us in position to be successful. You know, you look at the first 2-3 weeks of the season where we were struggling in the red zone. He got back to the drawing board. You know, last 2 weeks we've been able to finish now a little bit more. And he's a great coach, man. He's so unique, and he's really creative. You know, I tell people all the time, every week we come into the office on Monday, we got 10, 15 new plays already dialed up for us that we got to get ready to install.
Chase Edmonds joining us. Chase, what's it been like playing with Kyler Murray?
Oh, man, it's truly, you know, it's great to watch him just develop as a quarterback, man. I tell people, you know, he's special, and he's going to be special. And sometimes just watching Kyler play, you forget that he's a rookie. You know, he's really taking command of the offense, and he's getting so much more he's better with his decision-making with the football. You know, you've seen a couple plays yesterday where he's learned now just to, when the play's not there, throw it out of bounds, throw it to the dirt, lift the fight another day, get on with it, and go to the next play, man. And you already know what he can do with his feet and his when he improvises out of the pocket. And it's great to see. You know, he's had a couple throws this year where I'm just like, wow, man, you know, he's special. And we got to continue, obviously, to keep him up on his feet, you know, not have pressure getting in his face, let him be comfortable back there and do what he does.
Yeah, so you play with him and you forget he's a rookie. Damn, Chase, talking to you, I forget that you're a second-year guy just talking to you. Listen, you like to watch a lot
that.
Of football, and you
study
a lot of teams. You've said it feels like this offense is almost a faster, more shotgun-oriented version of Sean McVay's offense with the Rams. Lay that out for me. What do you mean by that?
Well, just a little bit. You know, Cliff, he'll be the first one to tell you that he's a copycat in terms of he takes certain plays from certain teams that he might find out throughout the weeks, and he just finds unique ways to put them in. But I said that yesterday just because, you know, we started doing a lot of motion, and it really messes with the defense's eyes. We got a couple receivers where we can do jet sweeps to keep them honest, so it's really helping our run game out a lot. And the way we're hitting a couple crossing routes, you know, that's something that McVay and the Rams love to do. And, you know, Cliff, man, like I said, he's a great play caller, and he's a great schemer. And, you know, every week, we really, you know, some of our plays just come from different teams from across the league where we just find ways to put in our playbook, and we find ways to implement it and, you know, go out there and execute it on Sundays.
You know, Chase, you mentioned confidence. Let me ask you this, because at the very top I mentioned you're the pride of Fordham, and your first 3 years in college were dominant, but you did battle some injuries your senior season, and people seem like they forgot about you. So when you arrived at the Combine, you were telling people that you were looking to dominate. What was your mindset at that point, and how valuable was that confidence?
Man, I just had urgency, man. You know, I had a disappointing senior year just because of some injuries, and I just felt forgotten about, and I really felt like my whole world was crashing down. So kind of felt like my back was against the wall just because, you know, I had goals of breaking the NCAA record of, you know, most rushing yards and everything like that going into my senior year. And, you know, things didn't work out that way. So I just tried to, you know, put my head down and just grind every single day and just prove people wrong and prove myself right that I was able to play in this league and dominate in this league.
All right, so you're putting some pressure on yourself, and you have this great sense of urgency. When you were drafted by the Cardinals, what do you remember about that moment when your dream became a reality?
Biggest blessing, man. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, what I thought was one of my worst moments in my senior year of that injury, God turned it in my favor. You know, my mother had ended up moving out to Arizona before the draft anyways to be closer to my sister. And I just so happened to get drafted out here. So, you know, I got my mom out here. I got my sister out here. And it's basically like my new home, man. And it's such a blessing just to be a part of this organization. And, you know, it seems like we're trying to turn things in the right direction. We just got to keep going and keep working with it.
Wow, what a great story. And finally, another great story from last year. When you were called in to take your first team rep in a May OTA, you're not a guy who's going to get nervous. I mean, talking to you right now, I see this. Watching you play, I see this. But you admitted there might have been some nerves because you were going to have to block Dalen Buchanan. What do you remember about that day?
I don't know if it was that day, but I know in camp, Dalen Buchanan actually gave me an AC sprain. Just from full pads and hitting. But really, I just went in there, man, with the mentality that I can play this game. You know, my father always told me, you know, you can play this football game and don't let nobody tell you differently. And I feel like one thing about succeeding in the NFL is confidence. If you don't have that confidence going out in that field that you can make plays and you can impact the game in positive ways, it's really hard to do that, man. You know, you got to always think positive about it. And then when a negative play does happen, you got to have a short-term memory, man, in this NFL league. Yeah, you can't let the last play get you down. You can't let even if it's a successful play or a successful game, you can't let your head get too high. You just got to stay even-keeled.
Hey, Chase, finally, that whole point, I mean, the game is so mental, right, at that level. Were you always like that? Did you always have that mindset, or is that something you had to develop? Did you have to learn that? Like, how much of that's wiring, and how much of that is learned behavior?
Really, I credit it to Coach Joe Moorhead and Coach Bronner down at Fordham, man. Just those guys got me so right in college with in terms of just the attention to detail and just, like, practice like a pro and the practice habits of just watching film and dissecting the defense, man. It really goes a long ways, you know, because in this league, everyone has tendencies. You know, you just got to find those tendencies and really harp on them. And that's really what I pride myself in terms of the mental aspect of the game. It just makes everything so much easier.
Such a big win for Arizona yesterday. He had a touchdown. He was a three-time All-American at Fordham, the 134th pick overall in 2018, and Arizona's back at it at New York on Sunday. Chase, you just crushed it. Great to have you on the show, man. I appreciate that very much. Let's be sure we do it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Chase. Well done. Man, I love his energy. He plays with that kind of energy and confidence, too. He is an explosive player. Arizona's got a couple of wins now. Things coming together there, and they've got a shot at New York on Sunday. All right, let's take a timeout.